Good morning, Whitney. Hello.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm in California, so I'm a little behind you energy-wise. Just woke up.
That's okay. We've been anxiously awaiting your appearance this morning, so we're excited to have you.
I have not been to Nashville in years, and I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you. We've had on this show, we've gotten to know, like, Rob Schneider comes on quite a bit, and there are other comedians like Killer Bees and a few other ones. But I was telling my partner here, Greg, that having you on the show might be the most popular and famous guest we've had.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
That is an honor. Me before coffee isn't that popular or famous. But thank you. What have I missed in Nashville? I don't think I've been to Zany's, because right now I'm shooting an hour special for Netflix in a couple months, and I want to only do clubs. I want to go back to, like, all the clubs that were good to me in the beginning, like, before I could make them any money, like, when they headlined me when I sucked. So I want to go back, to all the clubs. So I haven't been in Zany's, I think, like 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, on the wall there, they have all the people that have come through Zany's through the years. And Zany's, I'll tell you, Whitney, in our city, we have the Ryman Auditorium. It's iconic. We have the Hermitage, home of President Andrew Jackson. But off of that, Zany's, because it's been such a place here in our town where they've comedians like yourself have come through, and Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld, and really made a home here, and it's a great place. So we're really excited you're coming to town.
Yeah, and there's a lot to talk about. But I want to let everybody know, I just feel the need to say this, and I think everyone's grateful when I do. It is such a crazy time. There is no politics in this show.
Yay.
Zero. This is a place you can come for 1 hour and not hear anything about politics, which I think a lot of people, kind of have to ask now, because, comedians are politicians now for some reason. So it's hard sometimes to go to a stand-up show just to laugh and not be like, oh, gosh, why do I have to listen to all this? Why do I have to listen to people lecture me about health care? Like, I came to see comedy. So this is one place that you could have a respite from people screaming at each other on Facebook about politics for an hour.
By the way, this show is apolitical as well. We don't do politics.
Okay.
Because you are now the most famous guest we've ever had,
yes.
Although we've had a lot of it, you will be receiving a certificate suitable for framing.
I better. I've been put that on eBay. You better not be joking with me. And it's just like there's so much to freaking talk about. But like right now, like, as a comedian, it's sort of like, you don't want people to come in and like want to argue with their neighbor. I mean, I made the big mistake like a year and a half ago. I was up in Northern California, and it was something right after the election. And, it's just something came up as like a joke. And I don't think I can say any of the words that were yelled by a man in the audience on this station. I don't want to ruin this moment we're having, but yelled, and then a fight broke out in the audience. This was in Napa. I know that you drink a lot of wine up there, but a full-on brawl in the audience, and I was like, oh my god! Like, I became Joe Rogan. I was in an MMA fight. I was like, and then he comes over, and then he attacks the old lady. Like, it was crazy.
Oh.
So I was like, I would never want people to leave the show arguing or. And, I think we got to remember, comedy's got to remember what comedy's for.
Yeah, exactly. You're probably afterwards like, damn it, Dad, why did you do that?
Yeah!
Should have sat down there.
That was my agent. I got to get new agents, guys. I really, when people come to see shows, the idea is to make people laugh and bring everybody. Comedy's the one thing that brings us all together. Not a lot of things do, what we laugh at, the movies we watch. So I just don't want any of that in my show. So. You're welcome to fight at the show, fight each other, fist fight each other, but it's not about politics. It has to be about something else.
Whitney Cummings is with us at Whitney Cummings on Twitter. She's only got 1.24 million followers, so we're going to beg her to retweet us.
Yes.
tell her your idea.
Yeah, if you could take it, because we follow you on Instagram, if you could take a picture of a phone and say, really excited to be on in Nashville this morning. You don't even have to name us. That's all right. And say, this phone looks actually better than the two guys I talked to. And so that would be...
Stop it.
we would really appreciate that.
You guys are so awesome. And I have, when you go to Nashville, I want you guys to know, Nashville, like, if you go to Nashville, everyone wants to tell you the restaurant you have to go to. Everybody. Like, I'm like, in Nashville next weekend, people are like, okay, here's what you got to do. You got to go to this ribs place. You got to go to this place. Like, of all the cities in America, Nashville is the one where everyone works for Zagat all of a sudden. And everybody wants to give you recommendations of where to go. I have people send me an email of all the restaurants I need to go to. So I plan on being very busy even when I'm not doing stand-up.
Yeah, I read all those. Come back to it. It's funny because you get the one guy that always comments like, you know, get out of town, go to Memphis. Some guy commented on your Twitter page about that. And there's always that one guy. You know,
You know, there's 2%, you know, my line, there's 2% of people on the planet who are against oxygen, you know, so.
I think it's starting to get a little higher, sadly. But yeah, I got an email from someone who said, you got to go to Pinewood Social, Crema for Coffee, Merchants. I have a whole list of stuff here in my phone.
All right, here, the Southern Steak and Oyster.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right. Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Omni. Okay, got it.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm running through all of our great sponsors right here.
Okay, I'm getting tricked.
No. The Southern Steak and Oyster, they're all excellent.
It's one of the top restaurants in the country, so yeah, it's good. Yeah. I like this reply to you. Somebody said, where should I go eat? And they said, you should go to the McDonald's near Zany's. Their McNuggets claim to have real chicken in them, but I don't trust anyone anymore because the San Diego chicken is actually a human. So there's a quandary there for you, Whitney.
So look, some of my followers are not... have not pulled it together yet as humans.
Hold on, time out. I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes.
Was that you,
yes,
Joe?
I wrote that back.
That was
to
Joe's tweet.
That's all right.
Oh, God.
I'm desperate, Whitney. That's okay. I you make me laugh. I thought that was perfect.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. It's like, you know, my followers, it's like, heart, nice conspiracy theory. There's like a couple rotten eggs, but we got to love them too. You know, they have to come see comedy more than anyone, it seems like. But yeah, when the fire started in California a month and a half ago, I was, you know, really involved in, you know, just what we all were, you know, getting it together.
Right.
The first time I've ever checked direct messages on my phone. In your Instagram, you can get messages from strangers. I didn't know that. I thought you could only get it from the people you follow.
Right.
So someone said, oh, well, check your DMs. Like, I'm sending you all these DMs to the people that need help in the fire. And I was like, uh-oh, I thought DMs were just like, you know, naked photos from random weirdos, married guys. And so I looked at my DMs, and it was so many incredible people saying, like, hey, how can we help? How can we volunteer? But then every, like, eighth one was like, what's your address? you know, on my way over, or like some kind of, you know, crazy conspiracy theory about the aliens and stuff. So I'm learning
exactly
a lot.
Right.
I'm learning a lot about the aliens.
Yeah, you are. You know what's funny about this, Whitney, looking at your my other job, and I work in TV. I'm the sports anchor here for the NBC station. But
you
also interned at the NBC station in Washington, D.C., according to this bio. Then you got out of TV, right?
Yeah, that is so, I can't believe you know that. That's crazy.
What was the, like, I don't need to be in this field forever. What was the reason to get out?
Oh, gosh. It was, I mean, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I was taking acting classes. I was like, oh, I think I'm a journalist. Like, because I liked, you know, learning about stuff. I later learned I just wanted to make jokes about it because I remember I was there for like 2 months and they said, you know, do you want to sit at the desk and read from the teleprompter so you have a reel, so that I could go,
yeah.
You know, you have to have a reel if you're going to be on television to show people, hey, I can read a teleprompter at the news desk. You know, I put on my fancy shirt, the whole thing, and I go to do it, and I'm reading a local news story. You know, local news has gotten so dramatic. I mean,
yes.
You know, this is 20 years ago, so it wasn't as bad as it is today. Like, is lead in your water killing your child? Like, that's local news now. You know, but I, it was about like a kid who had been, it was something, it was a very dark story about something bad that had happened. And I can't deal with negative stuff like that. So I just kept making jokes and like at the teleprompter in front of like 30 crew people about like, I think it was like a crime, you know, that had happened.
Right.
Like, oh, well, man. And I just kept doing little jokes. I was like, I'm not meant to be objective. Like, I am not meant. Like, I have to put it, you know. And then I started doing the Comedy Central roast where you joke about every, nothing's off limits to joke about, you know. So I realized, like, okay, I'm just too inappropriate.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you realized that early on, unlike myself, 20 years in, like, you know, that's not really.
No, he's trying to find a way out himself.
That is so, like, yeah, like, I was just like, I can't be trusted to respect for human beings. Like, I'm too objective, like, I'm not objective enough. So I just remember it clear as day. And I was like, oh, you're not allowed to have an opinion? Like, no, thank you. But it was a blast. I mean, I learned so much. And I'm actually going to go back to D.C. to shoot my stand-up special. And I'm going to go on the show, the morning news show that I interned at 20 years ago.
Yes.
To promote the special. So that'll be cool.
Good for you.
And but go on and be so serious. Don't tell a single funny thing
that
at all.
That's such a good idea. I'm going to be, let me try it again. I want to retake 20 years later. 20 years later, I just want to get a job offer. I'm going to say no, but, you know, yeah, so it'll be nice to go back. I'm just really trying to go to a bunch of cities that I haven't been to in a long time. Sometimes, you know, comics, we forget. I mean, everyone wants to go to the major cities, but I'm going to a lot of places on this tour, and I can't wait to not only be in Los Angeles with Los Angeles people and their smoothies and their yoga and their kale. It's nice to be around some real human beings on this tour.
Well, and I see that. Well, let's get it. Let's promote it again. It's Zany's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, 7 to 9:15. And understand, as I'm looking at your Twitter, Whitney Cummings and WhitneyCummings.com, that you're starting out the tour here. Is that correct?
Well, I've done a bunch of dates. I had to kind of cancel some because
okay.
of fires. So I had done a couple a month ago, but now we're kind of doing a little mini re-kickoff, you know, because I shoot the special for Netflix in like 3 months.
Burlington, Vermont.
You tell me. How did that happen?
I just you tell me. It's your
what
schedule.
What does that even mean? Is this a prank? I don't think I've been to Vermont.
I think
ever.
They're going to pay you in maple syrup, so be prepared for that.
I mean, I have no idea what to expect. I'm going to, like, yeah, Ontario and Raleigh. I've been to Raleigh before. I don't think I've performed there. Like, I'm really, we did St. Louis and Columbus. I'm really just trying to do, sometimes comics just get into the New York, LA, you know, and I just want to make sure that when this special comes out, because Netflix is no joke. Netflix goes everywhere.
Yep.
You know, Comedy Central and HBO, where I've done my past specials, you know, they would just be, this goes all around the world. People watch it everywhere. It's so accessible that I don't want it to be like an echo chamber elitist comedy special that only people in LA want to watch, you know? So I'm making sure to go to, you know, to a lot of different places, and I'm really testing out the material. So people will come, and on Thursday, I'm going to do it one way. On Friday, I'm going to change the order up and try it a new way. I'm going to be doing new jokes. It's really kind of a work session. You guys are really here to judge me so that I can. I'm recording all the shows. I'm going to listen back to them. So if you guys come to the shows, you're going to be with me in my car for hours at a time as I re-listen to the show. So anything you heckle, just know I'm recording it. And I am not above posting it on Instagram and publicly shaming you.
That's fine. As long as we get more followers, we'll do anything.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
That's right.
That.
Whitney Cummings with us, a comedian, actress, a producer, writer. I just think it's so neat. You created Two Broke Girls, also Whitney, which you starred in. And I was just reading something. You know, we watch that at home and we think that's laugh soundtrack, right? Laugh soundtrack. But these were done in front of live audiences, correct?
Yeah.
That's,
yes, sir. It's really interesting that there is that idea of a laugh track. I remember when Two Broke Girls came out, people kept going like, why is there a laugh track? And I was like, a what? Like, you know, because you're there and you're watching people dance in the bleachers for pizza. And I don't know if anyone's ever been to a live sitcom taping, but the people are there. And, you know, it's really, it's like, you know, Jerry Springer, when you turn around and look at the audience, people are dancing and, you know, like at Ellen's. And it was just so bizarre. I guess there are some shows that do use a laugh track where you go in and put it in post, but I'm a comic. Like, I want people in the audience. I need to see people laughing. Like, for me, comedy is a democracy, and I want to see if people are voting or not, you know? So for me, putting in a laugh track digitally later didn't make a lot of sense, you know, but it does take a little bit of time. This is probably kind of boring to people, but it takes some time to figure out in post-production, like the levels of the audience. So sometimes people get too amped. Like, you know, I was on Roseanne this year, you know, I executive produced Roseanne before the fall. you know, people would just go so crazy when her and John Goodman would say anything that we ended up actually having to go into in post-production and turn the laughs down. We had to take them out.
Oh, wow.
Because people were just going berserk, you know. She would say, "Hey, Dan," and everyone would go, "Ha ha!" People would just lose their heads would explode, and there was screaming. It was like an applause break after everything everybody said. So we actually have to take them down most of the time.
Oh, I just, you know, we need in life, we need somebody to follow us around with a laugh track. You know, I think life would be a lot better for that.
Trust me, I need one of those. Yeah. That's what I basically do for a living. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Good Morning and that canned Brady Bunch laugh track they always had there and play that, and it'd be fine.
People laugh at you wherever you go anyway.
That's correct. Yeah, so it works out fine.
For the right reasons or the wrong reasons?
Both. Yes, you know, we'll take both of that. Well, no problem there. Whitney, I know you're busy. Thank you for your time. When Zany said that you could call in and do this, I actually didn't believe him at first. I was like, this is somebody's playing a joke on us. But we think the world of you. You're very funny. And I, like Greg had mentioned, Two Broke Girls, I think that show was years ahead of its time. It's one of the funniest shows to ever be on TV. So it'll be fun. You'll have fun at Zany's and get out and see Whitney this weekend. Thank you for your time, Whitney.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Whitney Cummings here at Zany's this weekend. Safe travels.
Most famous person ever on this show. Take that, Rob Schneider.
Yes, no doubt. Thank you.
That'll
Whitney.
Be on a promo now. Thank you, Whitney.
Take that, Rob Schneider. Hashtag it.
There you go.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you, guys.